Hello, sir, would you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Andrew Lopez, 130671.
Mr. Lopez, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy for your revocation hearing regarding the two alleged allegations on your warrant. And based upon information we have, you were notified of this hearing back on October the 12th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, I did.
And it stated on there, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one present today, therefore may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, myself.
And as you cannot see us today because we're doing this by telephone, but there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and they are the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm serving as your panel chair. We also have in the room with us today Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Lopez and Mr. Osborne, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do. Thank you.
Sir, as I indicated, you have two allegations on your warrant, and I'm going to read each of them, and would you tell me whether they are true or false after I read each of them? One reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7. As demonstrated by your use of cocaine on or about September the 17th, 2013, per the TASLAT report dated September 18, 2013. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer on or about September 19, 2013, as directed by a written violation letter on September 18, 2013. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was in a surrender from supervision. Sir, is that that you were avoiding supervision? Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Lopez, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Sir, by the unanimous determination of this board, you've been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision, and now we are going into phase two of your hearing, sir. And in phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. At this time, we're going to ask Mr. Osborne, sir, if you would present us with that background information.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lopez was released from DOC custody on October 26th of 2012. He was arrested on September 25th of 2017 by the Tolleson Police Department under the gun warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 1,467 abscondes with a community supervision end date of January 30th of 2018. Current conviction, 2007, promoting prison contraband, 7 years. Prior convictions, 1997, shoplifting, 6 years. 2006, narcotic drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2006, narcotic drug violation, 7 years, 6 months. And 2006, promoting prison contraband, 7 years, 6 months. He's had 3 turns with DOC, has a CUIR score of 2-2, a mental health score of 1, and a substance abuse score of 3. There's no SGD or gang information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2002, TIS check violator, returned to custody and revoked. He has a minimal disciplinary history with fighting and rioting noted. Other arrests, 1979, narcotic drug violation, New Mexico, felony convicted state prison. 1986, fraud, New Mexico, felony convicted state prison. And 1991, shoplifting, New Mexico, felony convicted state prison. And he has a community risk score of G1, B1.
Thank you so very, very much, Mr. Osborne. And now we are back to you, Mr. Lopez.
Yes, sir.
And it seems that when you were released back in, I guess that would have been all the way back in, what, 2013, that you were released to be with your cousin?
Yes.
And that would have been in Tucson, Arizona. What happened? You went to your cousin and just disappeared. You fell off the map, didn't you? What happened, sir?
Yes, well, see, the PO wanted me to go have counseling, the second PO. And I did 10 months with the first one. The second wanted me to go to a counseling and pay $25 every Saturday with the money I don't have. And I told him, I have a counseling in Avondale, which is closer and free. The one in where he wanted me to go was all the way down up in 24th Avenue. It was way too far from me. And I just didn't have no way of transportation but city bus. And he didn't want to work with me, so I told him I want to talk to the supervisor, and he didn't say nothing, he didn't mention it, so he said, I'm going to come in for violation. I told him, no, I wasn't going to take those conditions. And he put me back in college, and, you know, kind of goes stressful, but that's what it is.
Okay, sir. Let me just ask you a couple more questions. Okay. To show that you did not have employment, but that you were receiving SSI. Did you continue to receive SSI assistance while you were out, or did that terminate when you absconded, sir?
I continued.
You continued, oh, okay. So you continued until you were arrested? You would continue to get SSI?
Until my arrest, yes.
Okay, sir. And it also showed that you were to go, I guess that's what you've already explained, to the Deer Valley Counseling, which would provide group structure and home study provided by ACCI at Deer Valley. And of course, apparently you didn't complete that. And then you just absconded, sir, for how long were you absconded there? 467 days. So what were you doing for 467 days, sir? I mean, 1,467 days. What were you doing that long period of time, sir?
I left my cousin, and I went over to his girlfriend, and all that house in Washington Avenue, which I'm addressed to now, and I was there just with her. I didn't do nothing, I didn't go out, and, you know, I wasn't... I'm just hanging with her, you know, so.
You're just hanging out and and enjoying yourself, but did you know that eventually it was going to catch up with you, that you was going to end up being reincarcerated, sir?
Yes, sir, I expect that, you know, and so is that I kind of figured, well, I don't have to meet up on my shoulder anymore, but during that time I got to meet my grandkids and spend time with them, so.
We're glad you had a chance to meet your grandkids and spend time with them, but you just didn't contact your parole officer during that period of time. I just have one other question. Now, what were you doing most recently when the Tucson Police Department picked you up? What were you doing then, sir?
Well, I was just walking around. There was an activity from a friend I came out to, and you know, I did have a syringe in my pocket, and I was using the drugs, but not that whole much. And I was just on my way home.
What kind of drugs were you using, sir? Although it wasn't that much, but what were you using?
Heroin.
Man, that is pretty severe. You were not a lightweight, were you? You were a heavyweight in terms of drugs. How much of that did you use? Did you use very much, or you just had a little bit at a time, sir?
Just a little bit at a time. What they call cheap and just a little bit, just 5 cc's, not the whole thing, you know, so.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of my back pain.
And you know that this is not a trial, therefore we can't, you know, bring any charges against you or anyone else, but where were you getting these drugs from, sir? You know, this heroin, where were you getting it from?
I'm from right here in Tucson.
I mean, from a friend or from relatives,
yeah,
or just on the street? How were you getting it?
Yeah, I was on the street. He was on the street.
They would just hand it to you and say, hey, Mr. Lopez,
no,
you want some today?
No. No, sir, I knew the guy.
Oh, you knew the guy, okay, okay.
I was introduced to him, so.
Okay, so he became your supplier. Okay, hold 1 second, sir, the Honorable Mr. Osborne, representing the Department of Arizona, Correction Department, he has something he want to share with the board.
Yes, sir, this is some notes, shortly before he absconded, when he was called in a letter via report, a violation letter because of use of cocaine. It was on August 14th and 13th. Offender reported his directive from violation letter. Offender stated he met his girlfriend at Walmart and she invited him over for sex and cocaine was part of the visit. Offender has been negative with a UA task report for the last several consecutive reports. Offender verbally reprimanded, discussed with offender that drugs in any amount can lead to the consequence of criminal behavior that can lead to incarceration. Offender advised that the next backslide will lead to a more structured environment. Offender stated that he would rather violate than go to a halfway house.
Okay.
Just wanted to note that.
Well, thank you so very much. You give him credit for being honest. He said he didn't want to go to no halfway house, so he just violated. And I guess that's what he did for 1,400 days. Okay. I'm going to see if other board members might have some questions for you. The Honorable Mr. Gowanus.
Thank you, Dr. White. I'll keep it short. Mr. Lopez?
Yes, sir.
I just have one question. You absconded from supervision. That is to say, you were missing from supervision for 4 years and 7 days.
Yes, sir.
You only have 3 months left, or less than 3 months left on your flat sentence. Why should this board return you to community supervision, in your words?
I see. Well, see, I have to just, you know, stay sober and take care of my girlfriend. She's going to have a surgery in her knee, and we both take care of her mom and dad. They're disabled. And like I said, I never did, I didn't commit no felons, you know, so now I stay home and just
figure out, you know, if they need to get home. So
I'll just, you know, if we get reinstated, I'll go and put it back in collars. I'll do that and I'll stay sober and sign my life all over again. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your answer. Yes, sir. Thank you. Any further questions from the board members? Here are no further questions at this time. I'm just going to ask this question. I can do it, you can't see me, but since I'm not young, I mean, at your age, sir, I guess you were what? You're about, what now, 69 years of age. What are you planning to do when you get out? Because you're going to get out in January whether the board lets you out today or not. So what are your plans, sir?
Well, my plans, as I said, is stay sober and take care of my girlfriend and just spend time with my, you know, grandkids and stay out of trouble and not be able to do nothing at all.
Okay, now I hope that, that one you said just before the last one, I hope that you will stay out of trouble. I hope you won't end up being reincarcerated again, sir, and absconding again. Okay, if there are no further questions by board members, sir, we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board before the board makes its determination, sir?
No, that's about it. I just figured, you know, like I said, I want to start my life over again. Regardless of my age, and getting too old to be here, you know, so got more knowledge to it, and so, and stay sober, stay out of trouble.
Okay, sir. I hope you will not forget that when you get out.
Yes, sir.
Please don't forget it, sir. Okay. Now, sir, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, the board will make its determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to the community, sir. Now, the board is in discussion. Please remain quiet. I just have a feeling that Mr. Lopez was just not interested or not suitable to abide by policies of his parole officer or the Department of Correction. He, as we used to say back in the day, he had a head of his own. He was going to do what he wanted to do. His parole officer told him to go and get some counseling. And he basically said, in his own words, these are my words, I don't want this counseling. I'm just going to do what I want to do. And so he just absconded. For how long was that, mister? You had it down perfectly.
4 years and 7 days, sir.
4 years and 7 days. He just absconded for 4 years and 7 days. And
yes,
now we find him back. But I feel that it would be in his best interest just to complete the next few months, and when he get out, he won't have any supervision, he can take care of his girlfriend and go by and see his grandkids and do whatever he wants to do. Therefore, that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members.
I agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion to find that Mr. Lopez violated the terms and conditions of supervision that he was delinquent, that he had to lapse into criminal ways in as much as he's absconded for 1,467 days, and his parole officer had no idea what he was doing positively or negatively. And also, he admits himself that he was using some heroin while he was out. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, as you probably know better than I do, you're going to be released on January 30th of next year, 2018, just a few months away. You won't have any supervision. You won't have to report to a parole officer or anyone else. Therefore, we wish you the best, and as we stated before, please don't come back to DOC again. Good luck, and this will end your hearing, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. And would you put the CO3 back on the...